The word of God is life. This is the meat of the word on Hope FM.
Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said,
Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but to God.
When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And great fear seized all who heard what had happened. Then some young men came forward, wrapped up his body, and carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked her,
Tell me, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land?
Yes,
she said.
That is the price.
Peter said to her,
How could you conspire to test the Spirit of the Lord? Listen, the feet of those who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also.
At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young men came in and, finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events. The apostles performed many signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. Crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by evil spirits, and all of them were healed. Then the high priest and all his associates, who were members of the party of the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out.
Go, stand in the temple courts,
he said,
and tell the people all about this new life.
At daybreak, they entered the temple courts as they had been told and began to teach the people. When the high priest and his associates arrived, they called together the Sanhedrin, the full assembly of the elders of Israel, and sent to the jail for the apostles. But on arriving at the jail, the officers did not find them there. So they went back and reported,
We found the jail securely locked, with the guards standing at the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside.
On hearing this report, the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests were puzzled, wondering what this might lead to. Then someone came and said,
Look, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple courts teaching the people.
At that, the captain went with his officers and brought the apostles. They did not use force because they feared that the people would stone them. The apostles were brought in and made to appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest.
We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name,
he said.
Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood.
Peter and the other apostles replied,
We must obey God rather than human beings. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on a cross. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him.
When they heard this, they were furious and wanted to put them to death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the men be put outside for a little while. Then he addressed the Sanhedrin.
Men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. Some time ago, Thutis appeared, claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed. All his followers were dispersed, and it all came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God.
His speech persuaded them. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Day after day, in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Messiah.
Hope FM, broadcasting on 93.3 Nairobi, 93.9 Western Kenya, and 101.9 Mombasa.
So let's go to Acts chapter 5. We've just gotten the reading. And Pastor, yet again I'm struck. I think it strikes me every time.
Yes.
That this chapter ends with some people rejoicing that they've been counted worthy of disgrace.
Yes.
For the sake of the name.
I was also thinking about that this morning.
I'm telling you, it's not. It is a foreign concept.
It is. It is a person
to the modern
giving
Christian.
A testimony.
Yes.
Of how they have suffered for the sake of Christ.
That is my testimony.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Amen.
Aye.
Before we start, I saw a quote, as I was preparing for a message.
Uh-huh.
And I was surprised there are people who are thinking about the rushing mighty wind like myself.
Tell me, what quote is that?
This is one Vance Havner, okay?
Uh-huh, Vance
I don't know him.
Havner?
Yes, but he's quoted by Warren Wiseby. I think that one you have seen many times. He says, and I quote, "We say we depend on the Holy Spirit, but actually, we are so wired up with our own devices that if the fire does not fall from heaven, we can turn on a switch and produce false fire of our own." He continues.
Oh.
"If there is no sound of a rushing mighty wind, we have the furnace all set to blow hot air instead."
Oh.
And then he says, "God save us from a synthetic Pentecost." What do you hear?
Oh, I hear tragic.
Yes.
A tragic, it's called counterfeit.
Yes.
That would be tragic.
It is tragic. So maybe we should sound that warning to our people as we go through this rushing mighty wind. Let's just have the genuine one.
Let's not create anything.
Don't create it. It's not. It was
because
never.
He is saying it is possible to create something that looks like,
yes,
hot air.
Yeah.
Instead of rushing mighty wind.
It is through emotions, you know.
I know.
Create all these emotions, do all these gimmicks to the extent that a person looking from outside will think there is a rushing mighty wind. And he says, it is a fan we have switched on and it is blowing hot air.
God
save us from a synthetic Pentecost.
Synthetic Pentecost.
Because that cannot save the world.
No.
It cannot change the world. A synthetic Pentecost. Amen. So when we go to chapter 5, we had already talked about Sapphira and Ananias and the church couple lies to the spirit. That was verse 1 to 11. And I was wondering, what are some of the reasons why they died? And another person actually suggested, could it be credibility? The credibility of the church, it would be influenced if you have the leaders or the people in positions lying, then people are not going to take the church seriously.
You're trying to explain why this drastic judgment. Yeah.
For something that to us doesn't look as serious
as other sins.
As other sins.
Yeah.
That we probably know people who have committed and are still breathing and kicking.
Walking around.
Yes.
Yes.
Walking around.
Uh-huh.
That is one take. My take is has to do with sovereignty of God, but it has to do with the rushing mighty wind.
Okay.
I think there are times when the wind must rush, and if there are people who are too much on the way, they'll be knocked out. That's how I look at it.
Okay.
That it is God's time to accomplish a work in a short time. I don't know why. God has all the time, but it looks like he has decided in this time that it's going to be speed. Anybody who is on the way may face consequences. In fact, later on we'll be saying that because the church leadership did not get into evangelism fast enough, persecution was sent. Yes, so that the rush cannot be stopped.
Wow.
So I think the idea is to notice what God is doing and don't find yourself in the wrong direction, because this was going to tarnish the name of the church. And you know what happened is that there was fear among the people when God came in judgment.
Yeah.
And I was also reminded of Achan. You remember Achan?
Yes, in the Old Testament.
In the Old Testament.
Yes.
I think these people will be reminded of Achan when they see what has happened.
Yeah.
They will realize that God is looking for a clean corporate body to do the thing that he wants to do. Maybe that's a warning to all of us. Let's not be the one person who is spoiling the corporate entity,
yeah,
that is going to be used by God.
Yes.
In this awakening we have been talking about.
Amen.
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 We go to the next portion now, and that is from verses 12 to 42. And I have labeled it. You remember the first one was a couple.
Yes.
That is lying to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
This one is the church council fighting with the Spirit. The church council fighting with the Spirit. From here up to verse 42. But I've broken it again further. One.
Yeah.
There is a rush of miracles in verses 12 to 16. Now, we have said before that Luke seems to use a system of writing where he begins by a summary and then he gives examples or explanations. Verse 12, for example, is a summary.
Yes.
Do you have that?
I do.
Yes.
It says the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people.
So you should not think that only what will be recorded after this.
That is it's a comprehensive, yes, exhaustive.
Exhaustive,
list.
That's what I was looking,
yes,
for. Of the miracles that happened. It's like John saying, Jesus did so many signs they can't fit in this book. That's what Luke is saying. They did many miracles, and then he highlights a few. And one author I was reading also was trying to bring out the point that Peter is so lifted.
Yeah.
In these examples, that if the rest of the apostles and church are not careful, they are going to start feeling jealous. Is it jealous or jealousy? They will feel jealous. And the thing that they are in is called jealousy.
Pastor.
For the sake of English grammar. Yes, just as a worker is good in that such things.
Okay.
So we are told the story of Peter. People are brought into the streets and Peter's shadow cast on them brings about healing. By verse 16, it is then reported that, you know, all were healed. Is that where it says that? Yes.
Crowds gathered also from the town around Jerusalem, bringing their sick,
yes,
and those tormented by evil spirits, and all of them.
Everybody.
All of them,
yes,
were healed.
Right.
All of them.
All were healed.
Yeah.
That's a question we have asked before. And I thought I have another insight today into how come the percentage seemed to have reduced?
As of now?
As of now.
Yeah.
So I thought
drastically
through that.
Again. Drastically reduced.
And I thought of several things.
Tell me.
First of all, there is a sovereignty of God.
Mm-hmm.
There is a sense in which no matter how much you cook this thing up, if God has not willed, it cannot come.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah. And there are times when you just have to be faithful in the times of dry seasons. But then I thought of other things. Number one, these people have sold everything. You know?
Yeah.
We are told they sold all those who had land, those who had cars. They didn't have cars, but they may have donkeys and horses. Don't know what they had. They have sold. They have nothing. These people are probably they are misunderstood. And maybe they have been rejected by their family. We know Jesus had been rejected up to a certain time. These people can die any time, as we are going to see in the next portion.
It's real.
It is real. They are carrying, as Paul says, death on their back, you know, continuously.
Yeah.
These people don't care anymore. These people are like the person who sang, "And I can't feel at home in this world anymore." These people are not friends of the world, as James would say. Is it James or Peter?
It is James.
It is James. Mm. Now, I thought maybe we don't have many of those kind of people.
They were really set.
They were all set. Nothing else mattered.
Matters of the kingdom.
Yes. So that, you know, like now we are saying, let's fast for 40 days. Some people are saying, 40 is too long. What are you trying to prove? You know? There are many people who are asking like that. There are others who are saying, bring it on. If it is about the kingdom,
bring it on.
Bring it on. So I think God is also looking for people who have said goodbye to the world. These guys were ready. If you choose to kill me today for the sake of the kingdom, it is well. They have even sold everything. And we discussed that last time.
They really did not love their own lives.
Yes. I was thinking of Revelation.
Yes.
They overcame by several things. Their testimony,
mm-hmm.
the blood of the Lamb, and they had given over their lives. They did not love their lives even unto death.
Yes.
A friend of mine thinks, you know that friend of mine, called Vaughn.
Mm. You and Vaughn.
He thinks that because he keeps talking about that aspect.
Okay.
That is a key thing in God's moving.
All right.
Not only
they're not loving your own life, even unto death.
Unto death. He believes that if we can have that, and now I'm beginning to embrace this fact.
Yes.
We are not saying everybody to get killed.
No.
But we are saying to reach such a level of being concerned about God's kingdom and his purposes, that your life does not matter that much. That I think it's Hebrews that says they willingly, when your property was confiscated, you didn't care.
Mm.
All right? So that there are people whose now they look to a city. Again, Hebrews would say.
Yes.
And
whose
builder is God. If they had thought about the town they came from, there was opportunity. But now God has prepared for them a city. Their mind is on things
on
above.
That city.
Is on that city. The things of this world, fame, are not that important. If we had more of those kind of people among the church folk and among the leaders, maybe it may be a factor in increasing chances of this. All were healed. Because now God is not ashamed to call them their father. Remember that one?
I do.
Yeah. So I thought that is another thing. And God can rush faster if we would reach that level.
Why is it that it seems to only happen that way? A church only seems to fit that description.
Yes.
In suffering. Why is it?
Yeah, that's
why can't we be like that?
Yes.
Even in abundance.
There are some people that are like that. But they are a trickle.
They are very rare.
Yeah. They are. For the most of us, a lot of pressure must be applied. But I think that if we spent time at the furnace, at the altar, God can remove some of these too much attachments. Have you ever, I was driving yesterday. I drive every day these days, I think. But it was yesterday or the other day. And I noticed And I wondered to myself, because there are days when I'm driving and I can tell I'm also not doing too well. But there are days, the way I get patient and impatient.
Or with other drivers.
With other drivers. But there are times I just sense God so much, I don't seem to care if you want to pass you.
It's okay.
It's okay. You can find people like that.
Yeah.
And when you find such a person, their spirit is so calm. You know, Unga's price has gone up. They won't complain about it. They seem to be approaching that level where what matters more is how many people are believing in Jesus. How many people are going to church in Nairobi? You know, those are the issues. How many young people are following the Lord? That is what bothers them. But as for the fact that you have taken their line in a driving queue or whatever, it's not a big deal. So that selfishness is not, and love of ourselves is natural. It is natural. It will have to take a godly intervention to move us to another level. And
yeah,
maybe we have not experienced Pentecost. Why do I say that? Because Peter was like us. This one who is now shaking the world.
He loved his life
so much that he took a sword one day and was going to kill somebody. You remember the guy whose ear he cut?
Yes.
Some people believe he was not after the ear.
It was after the neck.
The neck, but this guy ducked.
Most likely.
Yes, and it was a sharp sword. It was not a joke. It was not the ones we use in drama, you know, a sword made out of wood. It was a real sword that was going to clear this person. He was going to fight back. And he was not the only one. We know that there are some fellows who are called Sons of Thunder in that team. Then another time, Jesus overheard them discussing. And what they were saying is, who is most important here? So those are our natural tendencies. But it seems that there was a major change
at Pentecost.
So we must ask ourselves again, is our Pentecost authentic or synthetic? I didn't even know those words rhyme. Is it authentic? Is it synthetic? Or is it a trickle? If it is, then we must ask for more. Because Pentecost cannot just be for Sunday. It must be something that changes our totality in life. And then God will find it much easier to use us as vessels. Amen.
Amen. Amen. A rush of miracles.
That's a rush of miracles.
Yes.
The next thing from verse 17 to 21 is a teaching that cannot be stopped. And it is quite exciting. They tell
us. So, just a minute.
Okay.
Just a minute. Back to the rush of miracles, verses 12 to 16.
Yes.
So are we kind of in agreement then that with the authentic Pentecost?
Yes.
Should come
miracles.
A rush of miracles.
Yes.
Okay.
It is my conviction.
All right.
It is my conviction. And that's one of the reasons that drew me to the Pentecostal expression of the church.
Okay.
Because I was convinced through my own research there seems to be many miracles in this place.
Yes.
And a genuine move of God.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
So now we go to this teaching that can't be stopped. Again, in verse 17 to 21. The idea is that the apostles are told that they shouldn't be preaching, they shouldn't be teaching in this name, and then they are locked up in jail. And in verse 19, God sends an angel. You know?
Yes.
And I thought, God will send you an angel if somebody is trying to stop his rush, and you are that agent who is being used. So they put them in the jail, and then an angel comes and frees them and tells them to go again in the same place and again preach. And they are obedient to God, and they have boldness to do the same. Again, this boldness is part of another thing perhaps that we need to see this rush in our lives. Boldness and obedience, which we see in them. Now, in verse 28, there is they are accused, and they keep telling these people, you killed Jesus, you know?
Mm.
And finally, they accuse them in verse 28 by saying, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are determined to make us guilty
of the man's blood.
This man's blood. They are so ashamed they cannot say his name. You know?
Yeah.
This man's blood. They cannot say the blood of Jesus. They feel really, really embarrassed about what has happened. This caught me on boy.
Yeah.
Wondering whether if I was arrested myself, I would have enough to convict me of that charge.
This one.
That you have filled Nairobi with this teaching.
Wow.
And I think that is to the entire church now.
Wow.
Nairobi. Have you heard of the statistics that came some years ago?
Yes.
Was it 10%?
I only remember.
Yeah.
It was pathetic.
It's very low. Yes. The number of people who go to church on Sunday.
Yes.
And the researchers were not finding out who is born again.
Yeah.
Or who speaks in tongues.
Just going to church.
Those who go to church. It was around, I don't think it was 15%. I couldn't get that figure today. So we have not filled this place with the teaching. We cannot be accused. That is one thing that bothered me. And therefore, we still have work to do. And maybe this is a call to, again, authentic Pentecost. Because authentic Pentecost is bothered with saints, with souls. In our day, we used to have people who would leave school. They say souls are perishing. And we have been correcting them. But where is that passion that should cause us to correct people? That the souls are perishing.
We be left correcting.
Yes.
Not stirring up.
Where is that passion? Where is that testimony? You know, you had testimonies on 31st. So did we. Where is the testimony of the person who says, I have to have Kibera saved? Buruburu, there are too many joints of beer. It means that you have read about revival.
Yes.
There are places where there are no, the pubs must close. Where is the person who is giving that testimony that we prayed, there are so many people saved in Donholm, in Kariakoo, or wherever, that now the people are complaining their pubs are not functioning.
Yeah.
All that is there is Bible studies. Where is that passion? So that we can be accused correctly, because you can find yourself accused of things you haven't done. If the government is going to accuse us, let us at least have done it. You have filled Gong. I come from Gong. This town, you have filled it
with your teaching.
With your teaching. Although, to be honest, I heard that some time ago. I saw somebody who had written in the newspaper, they said, I can never watch TV on Sunday morning. Every place I turn is a gospel show. That's a good thing. Yeah, but those are the accusations we should have. They said, well, you turn to this one or the other one or the other one in the morning. There are people singing. There is a gospel. They said, I need my space as an atheist or non-Christian. Now we need to hear such things.
We are okay.
That accusation need to be accurate. But the other thing that bothered me, again, Wambui, is Jerusalem. The Jerusalem itself now. And Jerusalem is always in the news.
Yes.
Now you know why it is in the news.
Yes.
Because Donald Trump
has
accepted that it is the embassy of Jerusalem. Without going to those politics, the question is Jerusalem filled with this teaching?
Currently.
Now, yeah.
No.
The answer is terribly no.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. When I saw in Jerusalem, what I saw were people wearing the hyper-Orthodox people in their black coffers walking around knowing nothing about this teaching. The extreme, the other side is the religious secular Israeli. They make a major majority in that particular city. Christians should not rest. Now, when I say this, I know there are a bunch of people who are very happy, who are friends of Israel. But there are some who are not bothered. I think it should bother all of us. And because Romans raises that issue, that we were grafted in a vine that was not, we were not actually naturally supposed to be there. And it says the time is going to come when? That these people are going to come back to the Lord. It should be a cry in our prayer closet as well, that Jerusalem needs to be filled again with this teaching of Christ. It is filled with many other crazy teachings. And it is about time that this teaching is filled. I still remember Ephesians also. It's in Acts. We'll come to it. But it says Paul had got disciples and were meeting them in a hall of Tyrannus. And for 2 years, they were having lectures. That qualifies for a diploma. 2 year process.
Yeah, truly.
And you see, teaching is more than just preaching. It means that they left people that were grounded. Nairobi and your city, those of us who are listening to us, is not filled with the teaching enough to cause you to be charged in court.
No, it's not.
It is not. May the Lord help us.
Wow.
For this rushing mighty wind. Would you like me to continue or would you like to?
Yes, let's continue.
Okay.
So we ponder these things.
We then go to the witnesses cannot be stopped. That is my other subtopic from verse 22 to 32. Before I come to Gamaliel. When these guys appear before the Sanhedrin, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And it is interesting, the Sadducees have a very big say in that Sanhedrin. And you remember, those people don't believe in angels.
They don't believe
in the resurrection. So they are going to be very upset about a Jesus who supposedly rose from the dead. But they are also being embarrassed by God, one blow after another.
Mm.
For instance, it is an angel who told these people to go and speak in the temple courts again.
Oh, after he rescued them.
Yes. The very angel who does not exist.
According to the Sadducees.
According to the Sadducees.
Is the one who opens the doors of the jail.
Yes.
And brought them out.
And brings
and
them
say,
out.
Go stand in the temple courts and tell the people the full message.
Yes.
Of this new life.
And what is the full message?
Of this new life.
Yes. It is that Jesus.
The resurrection.
Yes.
Has been raised from the dead.
Has been raised from the dead. The very thing they don't want to hear. So, and actually I was reading that the Pharisees wouldn't kill anybody for these kinds of crimes, but that the Sadducees would. You know, the capital punishment was in the Roman hands, but somehow they would sneak in and still get somebody killed. So when you read here...
Like they did Jesus.
I don't remember. Yes. Well, Jesus, they got the Romans to sanction it.
Yeah.
We are told that they could find ways to go around it. Here we are told they wanted to kill them. Is that verse 22 or which one?
But on arriving,
when they found them, they wanted to kill them. Let me see if I can find it. They actually wanted to kill. We'll find it. Let's go on.
Yeah.
They want to kill the apostles.
Yeah.
That's when Gamaliel intervenes.
Okay.
So I think it's a bit later.
It's later. Earlier, they don't want
to. Yeah, they don't want to kill them. But later on, they want to kill them.
Yeah.
Anyway, they are here. Verse 27. What does verse 27 say?
27 says,
yes.
Having brought the apostles, they made them appear before the Sanhedrin.
Yes.
To be questioned by the high priest.
Yes.
We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, he said. Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood. Peter and the other apostles replied, we must obey God rather than men.
You can stop there.
Yeah.
Because I love that thing so much.
That we must obey God rather than men.
Yes.
Okay.
They are told now you are going to appear before the high priest. But they have already appeared before the higher priest, the highest priest.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
I like that.
I saw so many, you know, what do you call those things?
Wow.
Contrasts.
Yes.
In this part. Then they say that, you know, we're going to kill you. The only thing these people can do is to beat them and kill them and so on.
Actually, it's in verse 33 that they want to put them
to death. They want to put them to death.
They're so furious and wanted to put them to death.
To death.
Yeah.
But Jesus had told them, don't fear people who can only kill the body. So that part they seem to remember. So we are dealing with this Sanhedrin and God. God is the one who raised Jesus from the dead. All right?
Yes.
The Sanhedrin are the ones who organized for him to die. I also would rather obey God rather than man. Because the last time I obeyed them, or last time anybody obeyed them, there was a defeat. The Jesus they put to death,
God raised
again. You see?
Yes.
So what sense does it make to obey men rather than God? Then we are told, they say that he has exalted this Jesus. Is that in our verse?
Yes, in verse 32.
Yes.
Then God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior.
There you are. We even saw him kill Ananias last week.
Yes.
It makes more sense to obey God
rather than men,
you know?
Yes.
We have seen him heal through Peter's shadow. We haven't seen you heal anybody except complain when somebody gets healed.
Yes.
I think I would also say let's obey God
rather than men.
Then, you see, the other problem was that these guys are jealous. The people who are bringing people to the streets
For healing.
Would also obey God
rather than men.
In fact, they would rather follow the apostles' leadership than for the Sanhedrin. So they are also feeling bad because they are trying to tell people don't believe this message, but multitudes are being added to the church. Later on, I think the next chapter,
yes,
it is going to be said even Pharisees
start to follow.
Yes. So now we are talking of bishops, cardinals, archbishops, senior pastors.
They are following.
They are also beginning to follow this strange, according to them, teaching. And then they say at another point that we are witnesses
of these things.
And so is the Holy Spirit,
whom God has given to those who obey him.
And the ones who obey him are us, not you. They are saying, you have not obeyed, so you have not been given the Holy Spirit. And this Holy Spirit is doing so many things in our lives. Were we to change our allegiance from God to you, we will lose everything. Maybe you will get a political appointment. But yeah, we are going to be miserable people who are not in the rush that God is in. So they said we better lose our lives. But we'd rather obey God rather than men. Even if these men are church leaders, that's what they are telling them.
Yes.
We would rather obey God
rather than men.
I think that is something somebody needs to meditate for a few days. Amen.
Let me ask you,
yes,
and then I take the news highlight.
All right.
So that the answer will come after that.
Oh.
I don't know. Just for following what they keep saying, the resurrection.
Yeah.
The resurrection. The fact that they are witnesses of the resurrection.
Yes.
They have seen the risen Lord makes a great impact. Makes them what we, these fiery apostles that we interacting with now,
right?
During the rushing,
this rushing mighty wind
times.
Yes.
What do you think? What makes the biggest impact? What makes them what they are? Is it the witnessing of the resurrection, or is it the Acts chapter 2 Pentecost?
This is the Meat of the Word on Hope FM.